we know what's going to happen because we went through it before. So before things start to happen, we can say, well, listen, in 2 months' time, you know, we're definitely not doing this, 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 or this, or this, no matter what you say, which you've already said. I think we agree this time because I think we've explained it, you know, that thing about how you lose track of what you're doing and everything, and you end up doing one great album and then three bummers, do you know what I mean? A lot of groups, I think, get into a trap of doing, like, an album that's, like, an ultimate album, and the rest of the time they're hearing all over the world promoting this and trying to record another one in between, and the other one just sounds like it's been recorded in between. You know, it hasn't. The recording's probably great, and the playing's great, because they're all tight, but the actual songs and the feeling behind it is different. So I think after we've done this tour and this stint of interviews and things, I think we'd probably get back to where we were before.
Cracking.
In the church, yeah. Now, because you just know what's coming next. It's going to be like, you know, the popsicles and the razzmatazz and this and that. And it's, well, it's good laugh, you know, the first time you do it. And you can still have good fun sometimes, but sometimes you're just harking to be in your own private inventive space as opposed to in the public kind of acting out, you know, their idea of what the pop song should be. You know what I mean? See, it started already with people in the record company saying, well, you know, I've got to release another track off the album, isn't it? And we feel we released the singles off the album just because they didn't go in the charts. You know, like The Walk.
Right.
And This Is the House and There's a Stranger were all singles off this album. The reason we did have more tracks on for the album, but we kept those ones on because we thought, well, we've released them as a single and they've probably sold about three and nobody's really heard them anyway, but we still think they're really good, so... You know, we could have took them off because they've been singles, yeah. And put others. In fact, instead we gave away a free cassette. Well, there's a free cassette going to be given away. And all these B-sides of the 12 inches, we used to just stick on ones we weren't on the album. And so we have an idea of this new song that we want to do. That's what we're really touring around and we desperately want to go in the church to record this track so we can say, well, look, this is what the new single is. But we'd already booked the tour and, you know, it's going to go on for the next... Well, I think 4 weeks before we can get in there, so we're busy saying, well, look, hold everything, you know, we want to wait till we get in there to do this.